This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself, a place to discover your passion, the gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Thank you. I'm Deanna Lee, and you can find me on social media, Deanna Lee Dance, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, my dance teams on those same social platforms, the Boot Boogie Babes, the Boot Girls, and the Boot Chicks. Today, we actually have someone in the studio with me, and I'm proud to welcome Chloe Fernstall with us. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I know that you're 16 years old. I know that you go to Auburn Riverside High School. And also, the things that we're going to talk about today. First, you are an elite level competitive athlete. You have a very inspirational story to share. We're going to get to that. And a huge part of your backstory, which has made you into the person that you are today, is that you are a sexual assault victim. And we have to let everybody know that the criminal case has been resolved and that the defendant pled guilty to all the charges. And now here you are moving forward with your life and working in an area of prevention and speaking to adults and others to help inspire them and empower them by knowing that you can move on from things like this. So, Chloe, let's get into it. First, the elite level competitive athlete. Wow. I mean, that's something right there. What is it that you do?
Well, I'm a competitive dancer. I'm trained in ballet, tap, jazz, lyrical, all of the above, anything that you can think of, hip hop, just everything. I love everything. And I dance 20 hours a week and if anything more on weekends for competition dances. And as a part of my studio, we do four regional competitions and one national competition. But if anything, I add on at least three or four additional competitions for solos and duos. And I'm really excited because I actually have a duo with my twin sister this year. And I love being able to showcase my talents with her as well.
So your twin sister is actually sitting here in the studio with us. What is her name?
Her name's Kelly.
Kelly. Okay, yes. Chloe and Kelly. I love it. And, well, that's really great that you get to dance with your sister as well.
Yes.
You mentioned all these different dance styles. You practically do it all. Do you have a favorite? Anything you're like, I sort of lean towards this?
My two solos that I do, I showcase my love for jazz, which is just my love of spunkiness and sassiness, and then also lyrical, where I get to tell a story. Mm-hmm. And I think, if anything, I favor lyrical more because I get to share that story and share that power and leave the stage knowing that I've touched someone.
So if someone's listening to Live, Love, Dance and they're thinking, okay, tell a story. Maybe they're not a dancer and they don't really understand what you mean by that. Can you tell us what's your favorite story that you've been able to tell through lyrical dance?
if anything, I've been able to share my struggle as like dealing with sexual assault and knowing that not a lot of people have gone through that, the struggle internally with emotions and being able to emote that I'm still here and that I'm not going to let this unfortunate thing that happened to me overwhelm me and lead me to fall apart. It's going to make me stronger. And showing people from the stage that struggle and how I was here and now I'm at this point in my life where I feel amazing and can do anything, really sharing that story through my lyrical pieces has been one of the highlights of my career as a competitive dancer.
It sounds like it's been transformational for you.
Absolutely.
Wow. We are a smart, very beautiful young adult, and I haven't seen you dance, but is there somewhere we can go that we can look at some of your work on social media?
I've actually shared a little bit on my social media. It's called This Is Just Chloe, and I usually showcase a little bit of dance videos, like combinations throughout our dance practices, or sometimes I'm going to showcase coming up, I'm going to be showcasing some dance pictures and some dance videos from my competitions at regionals and then hopefully at nationals.
So regionals, nationals, there's like 4 regionals a year. There's a lot of competitions going on.
Yes.
How are you faring in these? I imagine you're probably doing really well.
Actually, we just had our first competition of the season and I won first overall for my lyrical solo.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Go Chloe!
And some of my regional competition group routines placed first overall and second overall, and it was a very successful first competition for us.
Wow, I'll say congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Well, you know, this is so neat because dance is about emoting, and especially you say with a dance like lyrical where you have to really let those emotions bubble up to the top, and going through everything that you've been through in your life and you using all of that in your dance, I can see how that would help you just rise to an even better level as a competitive dancer. And good on you for wanting to share that with others.
Yes. And with the help of my lyrical dance teacher, Anna Herko, she has taught me how to perform at that level where they're not focusing specifically on your technique. I mean, they are overall, but at that point, they're just looking at you going, oh my gosh, wow. Like they're looking at your face and wanting to just cry at the performance level rather than, oh, you didn't point your toe during that leap. It's They're not focusing on the technical aspect as much. They're looking more at your emotional, what you've brought to
the performance,
brought to the stage. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying because I'm sitting here thinking about, so you think you can dance, and they talk about that. The judges talk about that on the show so much because you'll see some of these dancers on there and they're sort of dead in the face. But then
yes,
the ones that truly make it and rise to the top are the ones like you who are able to put the whole thing together.
Yes.
So kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So when is our next competition?
Our next competition is actually coming up in 3 weeks now. And we've started on the road to fixing anything that we need to adjust for the next couple weeks and for our bigger, better competition. We're excited to see what our competition is going to look like and how we're going to perform. It's
wow.
going to be great.
Do they ever put these competitions on social media? I feel like this is sort of like, should be like, you know, ice skating.
Yes.
Where there's people like me backstage interviewing you, you know, hey, so
yes,
how you feeling right now, Chloe?
Yes, well, actually, we go to Showstoppers Nationals and we made it to the finals last year at the Disneyland Hotel. And it was a really awesome experience. I had two of my dance groups, we made it to their finals. And after we performed on stage, we're all huffing and puffing going, oh my gosh, this was so hard. And one of the announcers is like, how do you feel? And we're like, tired. We're doing great though, we're excited, and we're just trying to like wipe off the sweat that we've just been having on the 3 minutes that we were on stage in front of all these people, and then we're just like, we're doing great. We're so excited to be here.
We're just trying to breathe right now.
Exactly. We're just huffing and puffing, having our hands on our knees, like, oh. But it was overall just such an awesome experience to see you coming off the stage and then be able to be right on camera, which was really cool. Really different, but cool for us.
So obviously you're a really great dancer. I pick up on that. And I can tell just by looking at you sitting here in the studio that you love it because it's all over your face. I mean,
for sure.
Second I ask you about dance, you just light up. And we mentioned earlier that one of the things that makes you such a great dancer is the struggle that you went through. And it was really at the hands of a coach. Can you kind of walk us through some of that and help us understand how you got to where you are right now?
So I started as a basketball player when I was 6 years old. Dance is my first love. I started when I was 3, but when I was 6 years old, I watched my older brother play basketball and I said I wanted to do that. I loved it so much. I thought the game was so cool. And I started playing basketball with my brother at the same facility that my brother went to, and this coach taught me how to play the game of basketball. And over the course of unfortunate circumstances with grooming and all these gifts and prizes were given to me, it happened over the course of a year. And then I finally told my parents that this was happening and how I didn't feel safe and I didn't feel happy, and I didn't even know what it was. I didn't understand what was happening, but I didn't want it to happen anymore. And I knew it was wrong and it shouldn't be happening to me. And so we got out of there with my brother and we turned a negative into a positive. We got justice. And over the course of that process of getting justice, there were definitely trials and tribulations, but overall we got the justice that we needed and that closure for that chapter of my life. And while it still has its hard moments, there's hard days, but there's also the great days. But we really focus on the great days and try our best to get through the hardest.
When you're having one of those bad days, what do you tell yourself to get yourself into a better place? What is your own inner dialogue?
Usually my inner dialogue is, these days have happened before, but we're going to get through them, and we're going to keep getting through them by taking it one step at a time.
Yeah.
And also talking to my parents and really crying. Letting out emotion is the best way to get through those days where it's, you go home and then you just like cry for a couple minutes, then you're like, I feel amazing, and then go on and do the next parts
of
your day.
You on that too. Sometimes you just, a girl needs a good cry.
Yes, exactly. Just let the mascara just fall down your face, wipe it off, and then keep going on through your day. And I guess that's not inner dialogue, but overall it's just getting through those couple moments of I feel terrible, but then it's like, you know that you're going to feel better soon.
Right.
So looking for that light at the end of the tunnel is the best part and best way of getting through those really, really hard days.
I think something else that we should dial in about is how you went to your parents, and can you tell us how they reacted? Because I'm sure that somebody who's going through this, one of the things that they might be scared of is, how are my parents going to react?
Yes.
How did yours react?
That night, I had told my coach no many, many times about anything that he wanted, and he was very angry at me, and he didn't say anything to me that day. And I just felt terrible. I went into the car that night. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I just remember sitting in the car just not wanting to really be a part of anything anymore. Like, living anymore was just a terrible thing to even think about, just moving forward. And my mom kept looking at me through the rearview mirror and was just looking at me like, what's going on? I knew she had something that she wanted to ask. And she said, what's happening? What's going on? And then the floodgates opened. Mm-hmm. And she was so accepting. She was so amazing with how she received me. And it just makes me want to cry thinking about how amazing she was in accepting and trusting, and just an amazing way for me to be able to say what I wanted to say, because so many parents aren't like that. And I got amazing parents that said, what should we do now? What can we do next to make this end? And we waited a couple days, but we went straight to the police and told them about everything and filed charges. Mm-hmm. And I look back on those days all the time, and I just know I have an amazing family because they're here for me and they care for me.
It's great that they reacted in that way. I want to believe that if someone's listening to Live, Love, Dance and they're going through something like that and they need to talk to somebody, they have to.
Yes.
I mean, is that what you tell people when you, I know you go and you speak publicly.
Absolutely.
About this now to
yeah.
help other people.
My goal is to tell anybody to say something, to speak out, but I also recommend that If people don't think that the justice system is the right path for them, then don't choose that path. If there is something going on, it's the situation of sexual assault as a whole, and sexual harassment is very hard because people don't know how to receive it, whether they have been sexually assaulted and haven't said anything and are nervous, or people that haven't gone through it and are scared to help anyone because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my platform is really speaking on sexual assault awareness and telling people what steps you can take and the signs of someone being hurt and how to get people out of those situations. It's really, those are the main key points of how I help people and how I speak on my personal sexual assault and then aid others and how to prevent that from happening to any other child, boy, girl, man, or woman.
That's so important, Chloe, to talk about it.
Yes.
Good for you. I know you're continuing to do this kind of work, and let's talk a little bit about the future, because
yes.
you're 16 years old, so when do we graduate high school? When is that coming up?
I graduate in 2 years. I'm a sophomore currently.
Uh-huh.
And I am actually hoping to start in my Running Start program at Pierce College, and I'm looking forward to that journey of getting my AA degree and hopefully going to college to study for broadcast journalism. I want to be a broadcast journalist, and I hope to make it to that point, whether it's local news or national news.
So you're thinking TV?
Yes.
All right, got it.
Yes.
Well, you certainly have a great way of presenting yourself, and you have a nice way of speaking. Your diction is good. I think that you're going to do wonderful in that program.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I love watching the Today Show and Como 4 and King 5. I love watching everyone and hearing what they have to say regarding what's happening current events wise.
Okay.
The end. I really want to be one of those people someday.
So you want to be like a broadcast journalist who's like getting the news, sourcing the news for people, and then sharing it with the community?
Yes. Wow. I want to be the first person they see when they wake up in the morning.
Oh,
yes.
You want to be a morning person? Are you
hopefully
a morning girl?
I mean, I'll have to work on it a little bit, but overall, I would love to be that first person that they see in the morning, like, oh, good morning, and how are you? And they're hopefully saying I'm great, and I have my coffee, so it's all better now.
Oh my gosh, I could totally see you doing that. I can see it into the future. This is good. I like
yes.
it. Now, you realize that people who do mornings get up at like 3 a.m.
Yes, and
yeah.
I would definitely have to work on that. But that's a goal for the future, yeah. definitely.
You know, it would be a great platform for you to be able to help inspire and make other people feel good. And what a broad way to be able to do that. And I can totally see you being the type of person that could achieve that kind of goal.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope
welcome.
So.
If you ever need any help with anything like that, you let me know. I don't work in TV, but I, you know, we're here.
Any tips are welcome. Absolutely.
At the Wolf and, you know, working in that medium every day. But I'm really impressed by you, Chloe.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want to see you dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch my Instagram and see what's coming up next posting wise.
Okay, so the Instagram is This Is Just Chloe?
Yes.
Okay. This Is Just Chloe, if you want to find her on Instagram. All right. Well, we're going to go and look for that. And I just want to thank you for coming in and sharing your story today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chloe Fernstahl, 16 years old, Auburn Riverside High School. What an inspiration. I'm Deanna Lee, and until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.